gets married in the winter?
Probably. I'll tell you about this after.
Did you want to get married in the winter?
I did. I wanted to get married in the winter with like fleece blankets and a hot cocoa and tea
stand. That's exactly what's going to go on. They're going to have hot cocoa and s'mores.
We don't need to talk about exactly where you work, but.
And they're going to have the taco truck is going to be
there. That's so fun.
And instead of doing like a big thing, they're like all the cabins are rented.
Okay.
And the couple is going to go like cabin to cabin. To actually get to hang out with everybody for a little
adorable,
bit.
And I love it.
It's super adorable. Are we recording?
Yeah,
you kind of made a face at me, like, because
I gave you like a thumbs up, but you were looking down. And
sometimes
so
you
I
just
didn't.
Thumbs up, like, "Hey, life's great."
I do. I'm a thumbs up kind of person.
Like every single one of your snaps and Facebook photos of you running, you are thumbs upping.
Because I'm feeling good. My feeling good thing. Anyway.
All right.
My name is Chelsea.
And I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. Tonight, ladies and gents, we are going to be going over The Crazies.
Which I absolutely love.
The remake.
Oh, what year did this one come out?
This one came out in 2010.
Do you know when the remake came out?
1973.
I wish I had more questions to just like drill you with right now. Put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, the original was released in 1973, and it was, you're going to kill me, Romero. That's how you say that last name, right? It was George Romero.
Yes.
I know. People listening.
Romeo.
People listening to me are going to be like, why are you even doing a scary movie review if you can't pronounce the last name? Like, I feel like it's going to be one of those. But,
no, I mean.
Yeah.
Which is funny because.
I know, I'm pretty pumped for it when we talked about it. But yeah, so this one is directed by Breck Eisner, and it stars, I'm only going to say like the main four people who are in.
I don't think for the last one I said anything other than like Jamie Lee Curtis.
I feel like I need to say like all four of them though, because they're prevalent.
Yeah, for that. For this one, you definitely okay. do. But I realized I didn't even, like, say the director or anything.
Oh.
I'm like, it made a lot of money. People liked it.
Blah, blah, blah. So, four main people in it are Timothy Oliphant.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Last names again. He stars as David. Radha. I know that's wrong. Mitchell.
I don't know. She's beautiful.
She's Judy. Yeah. She was in Pitch Black and Silent Hill.
Yes, she was.
Beautiful. Gorgeous. Great actress. Love her. Joe Anderson as Russell.
Mm-hmm. Also love him.
Yeah. He is in Breaking Dawn and Across the Universe.
I was going to say, if you just say Breaking Dawn and don't say Across the Universe.
He's been a lot of stuff. He's also a really good actor. And Mike, I'm sure, would be mad if I didn't mention her. Danielle Panabaker as Becca. She's lets out a sigh. She is in The Flash and Sky High.
Yeah.
And I didn't even say what Timothy was in, but Justified.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know what else?
Sure.
Hitman. Do you want to know what else? Santa Clarita Diet. Do you want to know what else?
And The Office.
And he's also in The Mandalorian.
He's in so many things. He's, again, great actor. So the movie starts off. Here I go.
Wait.
That's one.
Before you get into it, I need to tell you something. So Greg and I have always called Timothy Oliphant Bad Danny.
Bad Danny.
Because we watched Las Vegas. Do you remember that show?
Yes.
And it had one of the characters' names was Danny, and it was Josh Duhamel.
Yes.
So we're watching. That was when we were like obsessed with Las Vegas. We never missed an episode of it. And then we watch Hitman, and we're like, it can't be the same guy. He kind of looks like an evil Danny.
Yes.
It's like they could be twins, and like one is good and one is bad.
And yeah, because you do always get those two actors mixed up.
So before I even like could remember his name, I'm like, oh, Bad Danny's in
right. Yeah, when I talk about him with Matt and Amy, they're like, oh, Danny Cordray. I think that's how you say his last name. Okay. Mm-hmm. From The Office, because he was the one that, like, all of the girls in The Office, like, swooned over in season 7. I think it was season 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally missed that.
Yeah, he's so cute.
He is. Okay. So.
So, yeah.
What are we talking about?
The opening song, this is my first fact. The opening song is We'll Meet Again by Johnny Cash.
Okay.
And in Dawn of the Dead, the remake, which is also Romero.
Yeah.
The Man Comes Around is the opening song.
So maybe a Johnny Cash fan.
And they're on the same album, too, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Okay. So this starts off with a sporting event. It's baseball season. It's springtime. Great. And the sheriff of the town, it's a small town named Ogden Marsh.
Which is a real place.
Yeah. Yes. We just talked about this.
We talked about it when we weren't recording. Because Mike doesn't like that, but we still sometimes do by accident.
That's okay.
Ogden Marsh, Iowa.
And it is in Iowa, right?
Population like 1,000. That's super tiny.
Yep. That's exactly how it is. Picture Iowa, cornfields, whatever. So everybody is at this baseball game. Season opener. Great. Having a good old time. A guy is walking up, and this is one reason why I don't like going to sporting events, amongst other reasons.
Because they're usually boring.
They're boring. That and this opening scene.
Except for the nachos and cheese.
Right.
Or soft pretzel.
Ooh, soft pretzel.
Okay, yeah. Anyway. Okay. They're watching baseball.
They're watching baseball, and one of the town locals is walking up to the baseball diamond, and he has a shotgun, and so the sheriff, David, comes out. And is like, whoa, I can't remember his name. I think it's Rory or something.
It's Rory, yeah.
Is it? And he looks super worn out, super tired. David thinks he's drunk. And all of a sudden, Rory, I said that right.
Rory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always have a complex with names. He pulls up a shotgun and goes to shoot David, and David shoots him.
How like, else would you say Rory?
I don't know. Rory. It's like brewery.
Rorai.
Rorai.
Rorai. Mm. That sounds really classy. Anyway, yeah. The sheriff shoots him.
The sheriff shoots him in front of everybody, and it's traumatizing for good reason. And then David thinks he's drunk, that he's fallen off the wagon because he's been sober for quite some time. He was just drunk. He had to shoot him, whatever.
Yeah.
And so.
He's drunk. I have to shoot him.
I don't know. That was,
well, I mean, he walks out on the field with a shotgun. I mean, that's...
And he goes to shoot David.
Yeah.
And so, I'm like, drawing a blank. You might want to help me out here.
Oh, what happens after that?
Yeah.
What's the sheriff's... David.
David.
I have to get that in my head because I don't think I wrote it in any of the notes. David's at the mortuary. They're... doing a test to see if there's alcohol in a system. The wife and son show up. The wife is crying. The son's crying. And she slaps David in the face.
She slaps David because David assumes he was drunk. The wife is like, no, no, he hasn't. He's been sober forever. What are you telling the townsfolk that you had to shoot the town drunk or whatever?
Yeah, and then she smacks him.
Which I probably would. I would be distraught. If that happened.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where she's coming from because everyone's assuming he's drunk and he's been sober for however long and
tarnishing his name.
Yeah, that would be upsetting for sure.
So then David goes back. His wife is the doctor in town.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife sees a patient, another guy with a wife and son. And
Bill.
Bell. Is it Bill?
Yeah, because there was a little bit where...
Bill! Okay. Yeah.
It's super early in the morning, and it made me kind of miss living in farm country. Because David, like, can't sleep, you know? So he's, like, out working on some
project.
It makes
me miss summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she comes down, and it's, like, just, like, breaking light, and it's all, like, foggy farm fields. It's really pretty.
It is really
pretty. But that happens, and then...
And that's when you find out that she's pregnant.
Yes, because she walks past the nursery.
Yeah.
like, that's all ready mm-hmm. to go. And then she says something like, he's like, you need to get to sleep because of the baby, or
yeah,
something like that. But then David goes back to the baseball diamond because he's upset. Yeah. And that's when the principal is sitting in the stands acting kind of weird. And I just, that's Ben. I made sure to write down everybody's names.
Thank you.
The principal. He's not looking so great. And then I said, neither is Bill at Family Medicine.
No.
Yeah.
And Bill has a wife and son. And the wife to me looks like the chick from Superman, like the new one, Amy Adams, but not Amy Adams.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like maybe a little bit older Amy Adams. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time I watched this, I thought for sure it was Amy Adams. And I'm like, no, that's Amy Adams.
It's not. In your head and it's not.
I did. So the doctor, Judy, tells the woman, like, no, like, I'm going to the city on Monday or whatever. And
yeah,
I'll take Bill with me and he can get, like, a CT scan or something.
And he just looks worn out and tired, and he's not, like, forming complete sentences.
And he
keeps repeating
himself, yeah. And he's staring off into space. And his wife is like, oh, no, like, he's
like
fucked
up. Like, something is wrong.
Something is horribly wrong.
And something was horribly wrong.
Something was horribly wrong. And this was, in my opinion, the worst.
No. It's not the
pitchfork.
Worst. Pitchfork. Pitchfork is the worst. Anyway.
Yeah.
So this happens a couple of times where they kind of get tricked into going outside, and then when they come back inside, something terrible is happening.
Something terrible is happening.
So the wife and son, just little boy,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the lights are on in the barn, and like some big, gigantic piece of farm equipment that I don't know, but I would not be standing in front of it because
it's
got
it's like the one that it doesn't till up the field, but it cuts the corn. It's like,
are those called threshers?
Maybe. We grew up in a farming community, and it's like, what's the name of that?
I would not stand in front of it, but she's like yelling, thinking her husband's in it. Well, when she goes back inside, the son is like totally freaking out. I don't know why I remember this one. I guess I've seen it a few times.
We've both seen it.
They go back inside, or she goes back in. The boy is like, Dad's got a knife. They run and hide.
It's just heartbreaking.
You can tell the sad part.
Yeah, so they run and hide in a closet, which I don't know why people in scary movies do this, but they do. They go and they hide in a closet, and nothing ever comes good from this.
No good ever comes from it.
Yes. Thank you. Words. So they hide in a closet, and then they're locked in the closet, and
he locks it. You think he's going to, like, swing the door open and stab him, but instead he locks it.
And he's pouring gasoline, like, from the closet all the way down the steps, and then he lights it.
Yeah.
And so David gets a call at, like, 4 in the morning or whatever. The farmhouse up in flames.
It's just engulfed in flames, and he's just sitting there.
He's just sitting there. The firefighter tells David, like, oh, when I came here, the bastard was just mowing the lawn.
Which is
crazy.
Totally bonkers.
Cray cray.
And did you notice, too, that there's, like a nursery rhyme thing throughout?
That, like, everybody...
Because I think he whistles Teddy Bear Picnic.
Oh, how creepy.
Because I'm like, that sounds familiar. And I'm like, when I go out in the woods... Oh, it's Teddy Bear Picnic.
Yeah. Yes.
So he whistles that. And to just kind of, like... I don't know.
It's just awful. And Judy is there, too. And she's, like, screaming at Bill, like, what did you do, Bill? It's awful.
Is she there?
She's there. She goes with David.
Oh, I didn't think she went. Mm-hmm. See? I'm like, I'm on it. No, I'm not.
And so David takes Bill back to the jail cell, and he's just standing there.
Yeah, he's standing there like nothing's...
Totally fine. I mean, he is at
He does look sick. He's starting to look sicker.
Like, graying, nose is kind of... bleeding a little bit, yeah. And by this point, like, the next day, they get the toxicology report back from Rory, and there's no alcohol in his system.
Yeah, so now they're kind of, like, stumped because Rory went crazy, and then Bill went crazy, and then...
This is when the pieces kind of start to be put together by David, and the reason why I love this movie so much is that... It's one of the few movies where law enforcement's, like...
Actually on it. Like, okay, what's happening?
Something's fucked up. Like, we need to look into this.
Well, then, shortly after they arrest Bill, the poachers are in the swamp.
The hunters, which make an appearance later on.
Poachers.
The poachers. Yeah, not
because
hunters.
He harasses mm-hmm. them, like, put your guns away till fall. Like, yeah. What are you guys doing? But they find, like, a paratrooper, mm-hmm. parachuter guy, all rotten in the swamp where they're hunting. Which, it reminded me of, like, the South.
Is like, there, the like, marsh. Yeah. The marshy.
I don't know much about Iowa.
The marsh.
Oh, Ogden Marsh.
Right. Mm-hmm. There it is. Boom. Light bulb.
Light bulb. Putting it all together.
And that's when Russell, the deputy, and David are like, oh, well, so-and-so heard a plane go down.
Yeah. So then they take the boat out into the swamp and the marsh.
The marsh. Mm-hmm.
And realize that they're atop like a gigantic plane that
went
down.
Huge plane.
Yeah.
And so then David comes back and he goes to the guy that, like, the water treatment guy.
Yeah.
And asks for a map of where the drinking water comes from. And if this isn't a good reason to drink bottled water, I don't know what is.
You should not drink bottled water.
You should not drink bottled water. But if you live in a farming community where a plane goes down, you might want to think about drinking bottled water
but
for a
while.
But they
don't know that.
David knows it. Like, he puts it together and is like, oh, drinking water.
Well, are you affected by, like, swimming in it or showering in it?
Right.
Or
like
eating
the stupid mayor
grown in it? Or yeah, the mayor has, like, a pretty sweet pool.
Yeah.
Which is weird that there's no, like, fence or trees or anything around
it. No,
it's just
an open pool, which isn't legal. Like, you can't just have an open pool like that.
Really?
You have to have a fence around it. And I think that that's, like, maybe it's just state.
Maybe is that really a thing, or are you just making it up?
I'm almost positive.
So you're making it up.
If you have a pool, you need to have fencing around it.
Now I'm thinking of all the pools I've ever swam in, and if there was fences.
I'm like 86.5% positive.
Your percentages are dropping. Pretty soon it's going to be like
68%. It's fine. So David goes to the mayor, and the mayor's like, you can't cut off the drinking water during planting season, which...
It's spring.
But the corn doesn't look like spring corn, though. It looks like fall corn, like right after it gets cut.
Really?
Because it's not tilled up or anything. Maybe it's before it gets tilled.
Yeah.
Okay. That would make more sense then.
Yeah, they're like getting ready.
So it has to be like early spring then.
Knee high by the 4th of July. Corn.
Corn.
Let me go put my overalls on.
what a childhood we had.
What are we? Okay, where are we at? I just made a lot of weird noises.
David makes a lot of, like, weird decisions. Like, he could absolutely get fired for doing some of the things that
he
was trying to do.
Oh, he just shuts the water off.
He just shuts the water off. Or tries to. Like, he goes to the big water tower and tries to shut it off. And Russell's like, are you sure you want to do this?
It'll cost you your job.
Yeah.
I thought he did shut it off because then he took the, like, wrench thing that he needed to shut it off. And he's like, I'm taking this with me.
I think by this time, though, everybody's infected. You just didn't know it yet.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And he looks at the map and the houses that were being infected, like Rory's house was the first one down the drinking line, and then it was Bill's.
I wondered when they pulled into town, like after finding all this out, that there's no one on Main Street.
There's the girl riding the bicycle, though.
Really?
Who's singing that song.
Oh, you know what? I said, why do they all sing? That's what that note refers to.
And she was in the original. She does a cameo. The girl riding the bike down the street. She played one of the main...
The woman. I was thinking, when you said the girl, I'm like, how is she in the original? It was like 30 years later.
The woman who has pigtails and is like riding the little kid's bike, like singing that song. She was in the original as Kathy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, because I wrote, why do they all sing? And then I kind of remembered that. So yeah, there's nobody out on the street. So then he goes to...
The morgue.
The morgue or the funeral home.
Blech.
So I had to ask Greg, because this happens in, I'm jumping ahead like 5 minutes.
That's okay.
In it. So he gets attacked by the funeral director, like mortician guy. Mm-hmm. And he's got one of those like bone saws that you see like in other stuff, like where they're taking the top of the head off and all that. Those don't run unless you like holding it. Like
the saw, like, gets, you have the to saw be gets
dropped
it.
On the ground, and it like the saw keeps going, and it's like chasing David on the floor, and he's like scrambling to get away from it because he's on the floor too. And it's like any other, like, it's like a nail gun. Like, you can't, it can't just go off.
Right.
You can't just, well, with nail guns too, you can't just shoot them.
Yeah.
Like they do in movies. There has to be like pressure on it. And just like saws, you have to be like,
you have to be holding it.
Yeah.
Weird. Well,
so the saw just wouldn't fall on the ground and like chase after you running.
Yeah. can you imagine if like that was a thing though?
But a little bit before that. So obviously the funeral home guy is crazy. His name is Jim.
I like you did write everybody's name down. Like all of the main infected.
I did. Yeah. Well, that's probably this page. When I turn the page, it'll just be like
scribbles.
Yeah.
Well, because Jim, the principal, does make. Who's the principal?
Ben.
Ben makes an appearance later.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
While they're at the funeral home, I wrote, at the funeral home, fuck. The preacher that I'm assuming does the services and whatnot is on one of, like,
is
on, like, a gurney, and he's got a sheet over him, and he's, like, mumbling when he hears David come in, and David pulls back the sheet, and he is alive but has his eyes and mouth sewn shut. So then David takes scissors or something and like cuts the mouth open, and as soon as he does that, the guy says, "Behind you," but his eyes were sewn shut, so I don't know how he did that. Anyway, though, that part was really gross.
I didn't like that part either. I mean, there are a couple scenes that I just like kind of look away.
Yeah, I don't need to see
that. I'm like,
that.
I don't need to see this.
So all this happens, and then I said, okay, so at this point, there's no phone service at all.
The internet has shut down. The government locked it down.
Yeah, so there's no internet, no cell service, no home phones,
and they
nothing.
They find this out, too, because they had called a transport for Bill.
Yes.
To be transported into one of the cities to get looked at, and nobody comes, and David immediately, because he's smart, is like, no, I know what's going on.
Does he though?
Like, he goes and he checks the cell service, and he's like, oh, I knew it. Like, he says something to that effect, and Russell's like, what?
Well, okay, they know the water's contaminated. They know that eventually, like, the government's gonna get involved.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, how did they build? So the military starts like rounding people up and taking them to
very
this
quickly
camp.
Within like
very quick.
Because the containment period, or the, what's that period with a virus?
Contagion, no.
It's 48 hours.
Whatever it is.
Incubation.
48 hours. So if you're not sick within 48 hours, you're in the clear.
You're in the clear.
What I want to know is, how is this big, like, place, big military base built without anyone in town knowing? How many roads go into that town where they wouldn't see, like, 20 bazillion military vehicles pass by?
And it is, like, I compared this town to, like, Palmyra or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see for miles.
That's another thing,
and
too.
Miles.
When they were, the part where they're walking down the road.
Miles.
I was like, that's like running in Palmyra.
Ugh.
Where you awful. Could run a 6-mile block and see the entire fucking thing.
I
no
know.
Hills, no trees, nothing.
This brought back a lot of childhood memories.
It did, but a lot of it is just because we grew up in a farming area.
Yeah.
So.
No viruses or anything.
That we know of. But so they built this big thing, and Greg's like, oh, well, they don't, you know, they didn't have phone lines. Okay. So if this happened in like Nagani, and everybody's phone lines shut down, everything, you know, you couldn't communicate with each other, you would still like go talk to your neighbor. You'd still be like, what the hell's going on? And you'd talk to maybe 3 or 4 people. And then finally someone would be like, oh yeah, you know, the other night, Jim down the road saw all these like military vehicles rolling in.
Yeah. That's like, a really good point.
How does the sheriff of the town
not know? Because especially in a town like that, like, gossip would go to the sheriff.
And it's just like the school is small. Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just not going to get back. That was like the one point that bothered me.
Yeah.
And it's not even like, oh, the military base outside of town, like it's already an active base.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's just like tent.
Pop-up tents.
Yeah, pop-up tent
quarantine
city.
Quarantine tents, yeah.
And they would have had to get all that fence from somewhere. They'd have to get all the buses. Well, the buses they use are school buses.
Yeah.
And then they do like the containment center at the school.
Yeah. Well, the school is part of that area. Like, they build it around the school, which it's springtime, so students.
Where are the students?
Yeah. And according to this.
Did I just wreck it for you?
You did. You did. You ruined a pretty good movie for me. No, but Becca seems to be the only teenager in town. And her boyfriend, Scotty.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, you don't really see anybody else until this containment period. And then you see a lot of other people.
Well, at the baseball game, too. There's quite a few people there.
That's true.
And then, yeah, the people that are being detained, there's like a ton.
There's a ton of people.
It's like the whole town.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to say that, too. Like, well, wasn't school happening?
Thanks for ruining that. Great.
And I wrote this down as a note, but so they end up getting detained.
Yeah.
David and his wife.
And they get split up because she's running a fever because she's pregnant.
Yeah. So they take her, and I'm like, so they strap her down to this, like, gurney table.
And the fever is, like, the first inclination that something is messed up with you, I think, right?
Yeah, because when they're putting people in the, like,
first, it's the fever.
In the quarantine area, the people with fevers are separated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wondered, because they strap her to a table and then they, like, gas her. And she's like, no, I'm pregnant. You can't do that. I'm pregnant.
And they're like, fuck you. But if they think she's contaminated.
Well, I thought it was more like they were doing it to sedate her because she was, like, freaking out.
Yeah. It made me also wonder, because Becca is there.
Maybe, so is she pregnant?
Is she pregnant?
Or maybe she just had a little fever.
I mean, people do, especially women, too, like, run fevers. Yep.
You're just making shit up.
I'm not
up.
Making shit up.
Women just sometimes run fevers.
During
pregnancy?
During pregnancy and stuff, you run fevers, so.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Okay.
So then the fun pitchfork scene happens.
Ugh. Well, before that scene, though, I wanted to make a comment, because David is out, like, not going to leave, but he's trying to find Judy. Russell is there, and the water treatment guy is there.
Oh, yeah.
And the water treatment guy is like, just leave her. Like, it's not even worth it. To which he says, don't ask me why I can't leave without my wife, and I won't ask you why you can. Burn.
Ooh.
Yeah, because that water treatment guy has a wife, and he's just like, nah, just leave her.
I remember him saying something like, it's not a big deal, just leave. And he's like, the fuck? It's my wife.
Right.
Like, I'm not leaving her.
Yeah, and then he responds with that and just, like, leaves with Russell.
All cool.
All cool and stuff.
Yeah.
My wife. yeah, then the pitchfork scene happens, and it's the cover of the movie.
Yeah, but here's another thing. Do you think, because it's, the pitchfork is, like, big. Like, the tongs of the pitchfork are, like, as big around as my thumb. So do you think that you could shove a pitchfork through a person and through a mattress?
No.
And through the bottom of the gurney, which are typically metal, unless it's like got just like slats that the mattress is on.
I don't think so. Body for sure.
These things.
Body for sure, but definitely not through.
And it's not like in some stuff you like they run and like jab them, you know. Yeah. But this is over the head, like coming down. The pitchfork, I guess, is heavy, so you'd have like the momentum
but
of the weight.
Farming community, maybe the guy splits wood a lot.
And just has,
and just like, has
those
some
muscles.
Massive, maybe the principal
to
is
stab.
Lifting weights on the weekend.
Oh, it was the principal,
it
wasn't
was
it?
The principal, yeah. Yep.
So this is all going on, too, and the wife is like, he's getting closer and closer to her. He's going through the whole place,
stabbing people, and he looks gross, and Becca is there, like, a couple gurneys over.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben, the principal, comes over and is, like, hovering over Becca. And Judy flips out.
Yeah, screaming and yelling and tries to get his attention so that he
and
doesn't.
And he does. Yeah, he comes over, and right as soon as he tries to stab Judy, he gets shot. Perfect timing, because that was 100% going to be the end of Judy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure.
For sure.
And so then they come, and Russell, I'm pretty sure, is there with them. Yeah, sure. Let's say he is.
Okay.
And they're, like, undoing the straps and stuff. And then they're, like, trying to leave. And, of course,
they're looking for a car.
Yeah.
And at this point, the whole town is, like, on fire.
On fire. 100% on fire.
Wait, is that? Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're walking through town now. And it's just mass chaos. And this is where the poachers come in.
Ugh.
It's so gross.
So these weird, crazy, kind of like backwoods hunter guys are now hunting people.
Yeah. And I do have a question for you, too. Do you think that they were crazy, or were they just like taking advantage of the situation?
Maybe in the beginning.
To unleash their.
They were just going like, hey, let's hunt people. Woo. But then.
Most dangerous game.
They are crazy.
Yeah.
Later on.
Yeah. Okay. And it does bring up, like, what would people do in mass chaos? Would
for
they
sure.
do this? Or would you be good?
Oh, and then they have to go get Scotty. Becca.
Oh, God.
Becca needs Scotty. And I said, well, Scotty doesn't know. He's infected.
No. Because they're walking through the field and they come across Scotty's farm.
Yeah.
And so then Judy, like, David's like, no, like, you don't know what's there. And Judy is like, that's her boyfriend. Like, she needs to go check on him, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think we accurately gave props to the Scotty doesn't know joke.
Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
Like, that was solid.
Thanks, Mike. I was chuckling to myself about it when I wrote it down. Like, Scotty doesn't know.
But is he? He's infected.
They're all infected. I just wrote it because I thought it was funny. I don't know. Neither does Scotty.
Yeah. Okay. So they come across Scotty's farm.
Yeah.
And they grab Scotty, bring him into the barn. And Scotty's like, oh, we were packing up, like, we're going to walk, whatever. And it's just him and his mom.
Yeah.
And his mom, like, soldiers come in, go through the house, bring his mom out.
Well, okay, so the whole group of them, other than Scotty and his mom, they're like, you need to come with us. And Scotty's like, I got to go get my mom. So he goes in the house, and then they're like, what was that? And then they duck in the barn, right as, like, the military
shows up. Scotty doesn't go in the house. Scotty doesn't go in the house. He's there.
Is he?
He's in the barn. And then he sees them pull his mom out.
Oh, he makes a run for it. That's right.
And they, like, take her temperature. And she has a spiked temperature, of course. And they shoot her. Or no. Scotty runs out when he hears the temperature thermometer going crazy. And he's like, no, my mom. He gets blown to bits.
Yeah.
And then she runs to him and they shoot him. I'm just wondering about the massive amount of therapy that those soldiers are going to have to go through after this.
Killing all the unarmed civilians?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So then they one of the soldiers comes into the barn And they basically grab him.
And interrogate him.
Yeah, they ask him what's going on, what's happening. And they make him take his mask off, and he says that he'll be infected. So then you're like, is it airborne at this point?
Right.
Because he just said he had to keep his mask on.
Well, they didn't really tell the soldiers anything. They just said that there was like a contaminant and that they were rounding up civilians.
And now they're shooting them all.
Yeah.
I wonder too, so it's all open fields around them. They go creeping up on the barn. Then the military shows up. Like the soldiers didn't see them.
Right.
It's all open fields.
Again.
Did they creep up just from the opposite side of the barn?
I think. Now.
Wouldn't they have heard them talking?
I think they did, though, because.
They came up between the house and the barn, not from, like, the fields?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
I mean, we'll just say that that's how it would happen.
Well, okay. So then they leave there. They're still walking to get a car because. I almost said Raylan, because that's his name in Justified.
David.
David. David has a car that he's been working on.
Which, 1973 cop car, same year that the original came out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So he's got this car he's working on, and all the other cars in town are either on fire or had been booted.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, we can go get this car. I feel like they could have found a car somewhere else. They could have, like, drove a tractor out of there. I don't care. But they go back, and when Judy walks up to the house and she immediately starts taking the towels off the line, like, that would be me. Like
stress.
Mm-hmm. Like, losing my mind. Like, oh, I'm doing this because it's normal. And he stops her, like, oh. And anytime the characters do something like this, then everyone looks at them like, oh. They're losing it. They're going crazy. But you would be, like,
yeah,
flipping shit.
Well, look in The Walking Dead, too, when Andrew Lincoln goes back to his house. Like, he, like, freaks out.
Oh, yeah. So.
Andrew Lincoln. Not Rick. Andrew Lincoln.
Not Rick Grimes.
Not Rick Grimes.
Okay, so she goes in the house to grab some stuff. And she goes into the nursery, and she's standing there looking at the crib all sad. Oh, and then...
And then the mom and son, who were Rory's family...
Yes.
...are there, and they're infected.
Big time infected.
Big time gross infected. They tie Judy up, and then David comes up, and he's, like, knocked to the ground, stabbed in the hand, where the knife is just, like, in... the floor with his hand there, and
the knife is like nailed his hand to the floor.
Thank you. And the woman, the guy's wife, has a revolver like pointed at Judy, and this is the biggest clutch move in the entire thing. He rages, rips his hand out from the floorboard.
Well, you see him do it because his hand is like halfway down. So he like lifts his hand up so the knife is stabbing even deeper through it. And then it gets to like the handle of the knife. So then it's like a wedge. Or it's like pressure so he can pull the whole knife out of the floor.
It's amazing. And it's kind of like
slow and super gross.
It is. But it's so cool. And he gets it up and then stabs the woman right in the neck. Brilliant. I loved it so much.
What is real gross, though, is that... So, it's... The knife is still through his hand, and it's in her, and then he Blood. Has to pull the knife out.
And it's, like, a big knife, too.
Yeah, it's, like, a big Blech. Hunting knife. So, he, like, pulls it out of her neck and then through his hand. I'm like...
Would he get infected?
Would he get infected?
Maybe he's immune.
I mean, maybe.
Because...
But that's some nasty...
That's some nasty shit.
Contamination right there.
And the blood, too.
It's all, like, black and mucky looking.
So he, like, stabs her in the neck, and then the son stands up, goes to shoot him, and Russell shoots him through the window.
Yeah, Russell is on top of that.
Which, by this point, you kind of get a little suspicious that Russell might be teetering on the infected side. Or he's just...
But you don't know because you don't know how you would react to stress in a situation like that.
So he comes up and like helps untie Judy and everything. And then Russell shoots the mom and son like again, like in the face.
I said lots of surprise gunshots to save the wife.
Yeah.
Because when she's strapped to the gurney and then in this situation, yep, she's saved again. But yeah, she's then Russell like pops him a couple more times. And they kind of look like...
The mom was definitely still alive, but she would be dead soon.
Yeah.
You know, like, you didn't need to do that, but he did it anyway. Creepy.
Yeah, so that was a little weird. So okay, at that point, they get the car, they get whatever supplies, they're driving, and it made me think so much of current times, COVID, because Becca is in the back seat, and they're quiet. Driving along, everything's fine, and she's like,
and Russell like looks over,
and
at
everyone
her.
Kind of like freezes, mm-hmm. And that's exactly how it. If I hear anyone cough within 20 feet of me, I'm looking at them like, you have the vid,
and like
you're contaminated.
People are allowed to have colds and stuff, but
no,
okay.
If somebody coughs, they definitely have COVID.
Okay. Forever.
Forever.
Forever now.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Becca, or Killer Frost, is coughing in the back seat. I'm surprised Mike didn't turn to look at that. She's coughing, and then she realizes that they're being followed by a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Helicopter's turning around. They go and hide in a car wash. Scary scene.
Super scary.
Every time I go into a car wash, like sporting events, I think of this scene and I'm like, ugh.
See, I like going to car washes. I like the colored soaps.
Because it's like a rainbow on your windshield.
Yeah, like the blue, yellow. It's like,
and it's pink.
It's primary colors. It's like red, blue, pink, so that when they all blend together, they make more colors. I'm sorry. I
That's
like
okay.
The car wash. I don't go very often.
I don't go very often. It's like entertainment.
It is now.
Because movie theaters are closed.
Movie theaters are open, but they don't sell snacks.
Why go to the movies then?
I would still probably go, but the popcorn is really why I go.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy popcorn to go.
So my supervisor, Jamie, mm-hmm. used to work at the movie theater. She used to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
She has a movie theater popcorn maker in the break room, and she makes popcorn every Friday for us, like movie theater popcorn.
Fuck off.
Do you want? I could bring next time. I could
wait.
Bring
do you have
you,
the good butter though?
Yeah.
Okay, then bring me some.
Okay, she makes it, and she has like the little bags and stuff.
So then every recording that we do, I'll be like,
"Do you want the whole cold time? Popcorn?" Cold movie theater popcorn? That's what you like.
That's second day.
Okay.
Second day popcorn. Even I'll when I make some. It at home, I'm like, it's good now with like the warm butter. But then the next day when it's a
she
little
she makes
stale,
it almost every Friday.
Hmm.
And it's super good. And she'll like, she brings out like a little basket to everybody and is like, oh, because.
Well, they have a popcorn machine at my bank, but it's just like ones at bars.
Yeah, no. This one's like a
big
thing.
I mean, the popcorn. Do you remember the popcorn from Chandler's?
Yes. That was the good. Best.
Or what's Sotelo's popcorn?
Sotelo's.
Had some sort of like Mexican seasoning on it. Or maybe just the smell of the store infused the popcorn. Mike's looking at us. Sorry.
I remember going to. But speaking of Sotelo's, though, super quick, the pork rinds at Sotelo's.
The homemade pork rinds.
Oh, the best. Anywho.
Okay.
Car washes.
Car washes are scary.
Yeah. So they go in this car wash and it automatically starts up and they're like, oh my God, what's going on? And I think there are like two or three guys and you catch glimpses of them.
Yeah.
As the car wash is going. And then all of a sudden, windows smash. They try to pull David out. They try to pull Judy out. They break the back car window, whatever.
Yeah.
And then... They get out. The guys are dead. They think the guys are dead. Everything's great. And then Becca, like wire or something gets wrapped around her neck.
It's like a hose or something.
Yeah. And she gets pulled out and her neck breaks. And she dead.
I was just going to ask if getting pulled out
would by your neck.
By your neck would kill you.
She's raised up though.
Yeah, I guess she doesn't have time to like catch it at all.
No.
I did wonder though, because from watching Haunting of Hill House,
mm-hmm.
that girl's neck is real broken.
Real broke. But she falls from like quite some distance.
So there's, like, more force
to it. So there's more force to it, the bent neck lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should do one just on that series.
I think so.
Maybe for Halloween or something. It's
real good.
Okay.
But, yeah, like...
She gets yanked out of the car, dead. I think
if you were able to catch it, though, like, maybe your vocal cords would get screwed up. Because one of the main characters in Outlander gets hung, and he, like, was able to mm-hmm. catch himself, and his vocal cords are like, screwed up, but permanent. He's still...
throat mm-hmm. damage. I want to know, well, I guess this is where Russell goes nuts because there's that
the car explodes.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I forgot all about that. The car rolls out and they go back into the car wash because they're trying to get
Becca
and the car gets bombed
by where the that helicopter.
Would actually explode like that.
That if it would was actually bombed. Explode like that. Yeah.
But then they take
We're rounding out to the end of the movie now.
Well,
truck stop still, but...
Yeah, but... So then they see that car on the road, and they want to, like, flag it down.
Yeah, because those vehicles are government vehicles. Like, they wouldn't be stopped.
They wouldn't stop for somebody waving them down.
No.
Either. They yeah. just would have drove by. If anything, like, shot them out the window or something. Right. So then...
The worst.
Russell throws that
spike thing out in front, and then the car like flips. Like they see this government SUV going down the highway, and Russell throws the spikes out, and then it rolls.
Yeah, it rolls a ton.
It's awful.
And the plan was, or David's plan was to like take the car,
and take. The government guy hostage for like information. I don't know about taking hostage, but he wanted to get more information.
At that point, they know that Russell's losing it.
Yeah,
and he's just kind of like along for the ride, and he admits that at that point when they're walking. Mm-hmm. And I made a point too. I hope they're all wearing very sensible shoes because at this point they've walked like 20 miles.
They have walked a billion miles, and I'm wondering where are they in the map of Iowa now? Because they've walked day and night.
They're walking to, like, another slightly bigger town. The town they show at the very end.
130,000 population.
Yes.
So, like, a town, like, this size-ish. No. Not, like, this size, but, like, no.
No.
Double.
Way Sorry. Off.
Sorry. Way off.
A decent size.
A big size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big size for us is big apparently 130,000 people.
Yeah.
Well,
because what's Adrian? Like 80,000?
No, it can't be that many.
I would think it was.
Okay, well, you talk about the truck stop and I'll Google the population of Adrian.
Okay, so thank you. So Russell at this point is kind of losing it and he knows it. So it's nighttime at this point and they're sitting outside of like a government pop-up tent place. And David's like, I don't know how we're going to get around this. Like, the highway's on the other side that we need to get to, whatever.
20,000 people.
Shut up. Wow. I was so off.
You were way off.
So, Google a city that might be, like, 130,000.
just keep
Googling.
Keep talking about the truck stop.
Okay.
120 is Ann Arbor.
Oh.
So there you go.
So Ann Arbor.
A decent-sized city.
Yeah. So Russell is like, well, you guys don't need to worry about it. I'm going to take care of this. And Russell pretty much goes out in front of all of the soldiers. And I don't know. He's infected, right? Or is he just
I don't know. I see, that's the thing. You can't tell.
And he doesn't necessarily look emaciated or anything.
Like, he's already a thin guy.
He's already thin, and he's been walking for
a
fucking month by this point. God. And he gets shot and killed. And by this point, David and Judy are making their way to this truck stop to find a vehicle.
Trying to get away or trying to get around like the army barricade.
Mm-hmm. And this is when they find out that the town is going to be bombed.
Yes, because they show up at the truck stop. They find out that all the people that were supposedly being evacuated on buses really got shot up and set on fire. So there's like mountains of burnt bodies. And then they hear on a radio that there's like a countdown to this bombing. Not like a 30-second countdown. They have like minutes.
Yeah.
So they have like minutes. So she just, Judy just sits down and like pours a glass of water.
And is like, all right,
like,
I'm done.
It's all in the clear. Like, maybe grab a couple bottles of water and run for it.
Yeah.
And David's looking for a car. Foreshadowing, he grabs a Zippo. P.S. Zippos do not come with fuel in them.
No.
You have to put fuel in them. Yes. So they don't just magically light right after you buy them. And he grabbed it off a shelf, too. It's not like he grabbed it off the bar where it could have been in someone's pocket. I was paying attention.
To that one part.
Now, this part, the bad guy poachers show up and you find out that they've
been... Is it them?
Yeah, there's like bodies hanging everywhere.
Oh, I didn't know it was the poacher guys.
I guess maybe I didn't make that connection.
Now
that you say that, I'm like second guessing it. But I seem like I feel like the truck was distinct looking.
It was. It was like in one of those old like Ford or Chevy pickup trucks.
Or some one of those like, trucks.
No, but you know where the tailgate has like the two colors on the top and bottom and the middle is usually white with like Ford or Chevy and it looks like a 1980 truck.
Yeah.
I'm using...
They're like two-tone.
Yeah.
There's multiple colors. We're good at cars.
We're so good at cars.
Mm-hmm.
Carologist.
I wanted to know too, in this truck stop, why is the kitchen area so big? It's a diner. Large.
Well, it is a diner.
I know, but like, think about...
all of the truck stops. Well, the truck stop in Joyride was big, too, and that was a big kitchen.
I don't think the kitchen would be that big, though.
Okay.
I just don't. The diner's not that big. Like, that diner was way bigger in Joyride than this one was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And the kitchen area is, like, the size of my house.
The diner looked like a Cracker Barrel. Like, it was, like, the wooden chairs and stuff.
Wait, in Joyride?
No, in this one. Like a.
Oh, I guess I didn't pay that much attention.
I mean, in both. They look just like older truck stops, Cracker Barrels. I don't know.
Cracker Barrel is not a truck stop.
I know, but it reminded me of Cracker Barrel.
Okay, I'm not going to say it for the zillionth time. I think that restaurant reminds you of traveling. Not necessarily truck stops.
What restaurant was that?
The Cracker Barrel.
You said it again.
The OCB.
Old Country Buffet. Oh, I love those. I know. Man. Anywho.
Okay. Then the bad guys start going after.
And there are only two of them. Yes. There are two of them.
The fight. Like. So they find a truck. They find like a big rig to drive out of there.
Judy shoots some guy in the face. Shoots one of them like right in the face.
Yeah. Judy shoots one right in the face. The other one gets in a fight with David. And they're like in the like kind of trench thing that people walk in for changing oil.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting into this big fight. And it wasn't looking so hot for David until he like kicks the big oil pan over on the guy and sets him on fire.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive.
It was. It was pretty good. And then they get in the truck. And this is when...
Oh, movie flaw.
Oh, okay.
So the guy that he kicks oil at has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
He's pointing the gun. David kicks the oil, sets him on fire. It shows him on fire. There's no gun in his hand.
Ooh.
Goes back to David's face, back to the guy, gun in his hand.
I mean, you can't expect a movie to be perfect.
Oh, no. I'm just pointing that out.
But yeah.
Because I noticed it.
Yeah.
Because I apparently paid way more attention to yours than mine. because
that's true.
I did not do so great with prom night.
I think you did
great. I couldn't
great.
Even remember the name of it.
You're like, what?
I did. I had it in my head that I wanted a margarita, so I made a big margarita to drink while I was watching it.
That might have been why.
Okay, that probably
but is maybe. I did. I saw your Snap story, and I saw the margarita, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, she's not going to remember.
So they get in the truck, and they take off down the highway, and the town explodes.
Yeah, they took the radio out of the truck stop, so they had like a countdown on yeah. when they could get out. So at one point, I don't know if it's when they're walking or if it's when they're in the truck, but she says, Judy says, everyone we know is dead, something like that. Okay, now he is a policeman, and she is a doctor.
Right.
And they're in a town of 1,000.
Right.
So they both went to school somewhere else.
Well, that and, yeah, right.
They don't have any friends outside of that town. All of their friends from college,
her mom, their family. Isn't in that town. Because before the infection starts, like really kicks off,
yeah.
David is trying to get her to go to her mom's.
They should say, everyone in that town is dead.
Not all of our friends are dead.
No, it's everyone we know.
Oh.
Everyone we know is dead.
I did write down.
I'm just being nitpicky. Her that's life okay. is like crazy. She's yeah. pregnant. Lots of stuff's going on.
Yeah.
Pregnancy her town's brain. Blowing up.
That's a thing. I wrote down, what is the plan now? Like, what are they going to do?
Well, they drive away and the town explodes.
The town explodes and they barely make it out.
Yeah. The flames from this gigantic, like, mushroom cloud are, like, shooting after them.
Yeah.
The truck goes off the road, doesn't it? Tips yeah, over?
It does.
Because I wrote down, I hope they're wearing their seatbelts. Because that would have been bad.
I would think that they did. I mean, they both lived.
Yeah.
So they weren't, like, ejected.
So then they're walking again.
Mm-hmm. Again.
They do. So then they show a scene. Excuse me. Stupid carbonated water. So then it shows the news, and it's like, the town of da-da-da, like, this, like, tragedy happened.
Gas explosion,
no,
or whatever
they say
it is.
It's a chemical plant. Why is there a chemical plant? Well, there's not one in the town, as far as you can see. There's only 1,000 people there. It'd be like if you put a chemical plant in Palmyra.
Yeah.
That makes no
sense. It would make more sense if they just said, like, a gas explosion or something weird, gas pipes. Like, nobody yeah. looks into that. It reminded me a lot of 30 Days of Night.
Yes.
When it was like, oh, oil explosion. Mm, makes sense.
But, I mean, that makes more sense because there's, like, a big oil right. pipeline that they actually...
That they actually do
that they actually blow up. we should do that one.
We should do that one.
Yeah, so I wondered that. And then, I think it's the very last scene, and it's kind of like a military satellite view,
mm-hmm.
and it's of the next town.
They do this a couple times, and I think it's the town that they're going to.
Yeah, at first they do it to whatever the town is.
Ogden Marsh. Mm-hmm.
So they do it to Ogden Marsh, and population da-da-da, and it's very like Umbrella Corp.
Absolutely. It's a shitty T virus.
Yes.
A shitty T virus.
But it's like this area is infected and they make it like very military, like, mm-hmm. which I thought was cool.
I liked it.
I do. I would definitely recommend it. I have recommended it to people.
I have 100% recommended it to almost everybody that likes zombie movies, even though it's not a zombie movie. It's a virus, but.
I feel like they're. Starting to be interchangeable.
Which, they're not interchangeable, though. Like, 28 Days Later is the rage virus, and everybody's like, oh, the zombies in 28 Days Later. I'm like, they're not zombies.
Well, I think the crossover happened when they started making fast zombies. Ugh.
Yeah, which are terrifying.
So, like, in Dawn of the Dead, with the fast zombies,
mm-hmm.
and then there's 28 Days Later with a fast virus.
Yeah. I feel like we could talk for, like, hours and hours on this, and
yeah,
we should wrap it up.
Probably stop talking now.
But, yeah, 100% recommend this movie. Real good. The acting in it is very realistic.
Yeah, I think it's exactly how people would handle a situation like this.
Yeah.
Like, some would totally go off the deep end, and other people would just be normal freaked out.
Mm-hmm. I would go off the deep end.
You totally would.
rage. All right.
Okay. I flipped the page. Like, all right.
You're like, oh, more notes. All right. Alrighty. Well, this was great.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Follow us on the Instagram / your movie review. All right.
Are you not going to say it?
I'm not going to say it this time.
All right. Thanks
all,
for listening.
All one word, all lowercase.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Bye.